Obsession. Alcoholism has been a problem for the human obsession. Alcoholism has been a problem for the human race from our earliest history. And it all starts with that one word, obsession. The alcoholic's obsession with alcohol. Obsession is why we take that first drink. And it's been proven that the first drink is the one that gets us drunk. It all starts in our mind with that obsession driving us to drink. And once we drink that first one, we become powerless over it, and the craving takes over, forcing us to have another, and then another, and then another, until oblivion. The problem of alcoholism is not that it is a sin, or a sign of a weak-willed or immoral character, but rather that it is a disease, a twofold disease. One, the obsession, there's that word again, of mind that makes one pick up the first drink. And two, the physical allergy that ensures losing control once we've taken that first one. By the time we've taken the second drink, the allergy has become so strong that we are nearly powerless over the craving for more. Then with the third drink, a degree of insanity starts to intrude, and we've lost all connection with our real world of family, employment, any appointments, all so-called normal activities that were associated with our daily lifestyle. From this point on, we have become literally insane, and our minds can no longer be trusted to make a reasonable and safe decision about anything. The true definition of insanity is not the crazy things we do while drinking, but the insanity that takes control before we drink. The obsession that results in the crazy antics after we drink. Obsession keeps us from seeing the truth, and we act based on a lie. Believing and acting upon a lie is a form of insanity. Thus, the obsession causes the insanity to lie to yourself. For instance, like you can drink safely like other people, believing this lie is the obsession or delusion that leads to picking up the first drink, which triggers the allergy, which demands more and more alcohol, and over which we are powerless. Over the years, I have encountered many instances of men staying sober for a period of time, and then thinking it was safe to do so, picked up a drink and literally ended up dead in a relatively short time. For instance, one time when I was looking at some land to develop, my partner and I returned to the home of the owner of the land. It was a hot summer day, and a man asked us if we'd like a cold drink. My partner had been sober in AA for about 10 years and knew better, but he said yes, he'd like a cold beer. Despite my suggestion that it wasn't a good idea, he drank it. On the way home, he proudly kept informing me that nothing had happened. Lightning had not struck him down or anything, and it was proof that he could handle one once in a while. The following Monday morning, however, he didn't appear at the office, but I got a phone call asking me in a very slurred voice to please go down to the liquor store and get him a bottle of vodka. That was the end of our partnership. And not long after that, I heard that he had gone to Florida and had died. I could describe many other similar stories. Alcoholism is a unique disease that has defied all attempts to control it until Bill Wilson had a spiritual experience while in a hospital in New York and began the initial steps to the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. Bill was convinced that only a profound spiritual experience could create the psychic change which results in the huge emotional rearrangement necessary to arrest the disease of alcoholism. Certainly the allergy can never be cured or removed. The craving is never satisfied and persists for the rest of your life. In fact, continues to get stronger as the disease progresses. The only hope is to arrest the disease by totally abstaining from taking any alcohol in any form into the body. But how to resist that terrible obsession? Because it was felt that the disease was twofold, the mind should be the point of beginning, and the first three steps of the AA program came into being. Recognizing that we are powerless over alcohol, that a power greater than ourselves was necessary to cope with the problem, and being willing to turn everything over to the God of our understanding, provided the beginning of the 12 steps of AA. Of course, Alcoholics Anonymous is merely a support group, nothing else. But the tools which AA gives the alcoholic to control the disease are vital to the successful search for a life of sobriety. Dependence upon a higher power is unquestionably the most important factor, with consistently regular attendance at meetings a prime requisite. The key to recovery is a spiritual attendance, and a willingness, honesty, and open-mindedness are the essential to recovery. And it is only through faithful daily practice of all the suggestions made by Alcoholics Anonymous that one will reap the benefits of the promises made to all members of this great organization. As an active member of AA, you should enjoy a full, prosperous, happy, and peaceful life, free from